Days of heavy rain have caused havoc in the city of Durban, one of Africa's largest ports. Shipping containers have been carried away or strewn across submerged motorways.
Into split.
Commuters forced to abandon their vehicles and walk. Train services across KwaZulu-Natal province have been suspended to clear the rails after land and mudslides. Thousands of houses and informal homes have been damaged and families displaced. Jomba pulled his youngest child from the soil, pouring onto his home.
I got nowhere to go now. I got no house, I got no nothing. Yes, my family is there by my neighbors. We tried to give me the place to sleep last night. We never sleep last night. The things is very, the situation is very, very bad.
Mtunzi was asleep in his truck and says he made a narrow escape.
It's saying about 3.
At 3 a.m., I felt the truck shaking and I thought maybe someone bumped it. And when I opened the curtain, I saw the water level was very high.
Here in Inanda in Durban, several people were killed in the floods.
As the water rose, some people left the area seeking safety on higher ground. Now they've returned and trying to salvage whatever they can, but there's very little left, with most of the area covered in debris, blocking the entrances to their homes.
With the motorways linking the port to commercial capital Johannesburg submerged underwater, global shipping firm Maersk has suspended its operations. The floodings damaged parts of the city that had just been rebuilt from riots last July.
Cleaning up the road after the severe rain from last night, washing down the mud and the banks of people's houses. And since we've been trying to get people to come and sort it out, no one's come, so it's the residents who are now taking charge.
The South African Weather Service won't attribute the storms to climate change, but says this kind of rain may become the new normal in the years ahead.
Famita, some of the pictures that we're seeing in your report, they're absolutely extraordinary. I understand that the South African president has been touring some of the areas. What's his reaction been?
Well, so far what we've heard from President Cyril Ramaphosa is that he said that this is a tragic toll of the force of nature, and this situation calls for an effective response by government in partnership with communities. But just where we are here in Inanda, we see that communities really are on their own. We have a group of men trying to fix a water pipe to bring and distribute water across this community that's been badly affected. We're standing on a steep incline where water has gushed down, washing away homes, destroying property, and at least 2 deaths in this area alone. We know the death toll sits at about 60 at the moment. We know that communities have come together to either distribute food or help people retrieve or look for people who are missing. There's a report of one man, for instance, who had to walk 10 kilometers with the body of his child who had died in the flooding simply because he couldn't get the help that he needs. And even here, we saw rescue services arrive hours after they were first called. And the rain is beginning to come down once again. And even then, it wasn't predicted quite that way, only saying that perhaps we'd have rain on the weekend. We've seen that happening again now, so it's likely that the communities here will find themselves in an even worse position in the days to come.
Yeah, and it sounds like we're going to hear more of those tragic stories as well. Famita Miller joining us from Durban. Famita, thank you very much indeed.